Well, after more than 90 days of living under level 5 restrictions, today is the day we find out what happens next. Cautious and staggered were two of the key words that emerged after that meeting between NPHET and the Cabinet Subcommittee last night. The Taoiseach is due to make an announcement later today. Leaving the COVID-19 Cabinet Subcommittee meeting late last night, the Minister for Transport and Green Party leader Eamon Ryan told our political correspondent Paul Cunningham a step-by-step plan to ease restrictions is being put in place.
A very detailed presentation from NPHET, from Paul Reid and from Brian McGrath. And numbers still, everyone knows this. If you look at what's going on across Europe, we have to be careful. There's optimistic notice. We have the vaccine coming out and going out now at scale, and that'll give us protection. Still a key number, small number of weeks ahead. So we'll see tomorrow. We have to meet in Cabinet, present kind of decisions tomorrow after Cabinet, and it'll be part of a step-by-step approach. So April, May, June, July, take it one step at a time, and not it won't be the full detailed everything. It's critical we just get the next few weeks right, and be on the path towards bringing back to normality, and that's in prospect now.
Will there be a pathway? Will people have an understanding about what happens, sort of not just beyond any 4 or 6 week period, but beyond that?
I think first and foremost, we're still in the space of actually getting the next few weeks right, and particularly with return to schools and getting some sectors back. And I think it's more appropriate here to be just careful, to not over elaborate in terms of what exactly will happen in May, June, July. That will be a stage process, but first things first, we've got to get April right and get the vaccinations, those extra million vaccines in April, that'll give us real protection. Further million vaccines in May, and we're a large way there. So it's not far away, but I think we have to be careful not to jump ahead.
That was the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan speaking last night. Now, indications in recent days are that the 5 kilometre travel limit and restrictions around sports training and construction could be eased. Our reporter Amy Nerida has been speaking to some of those awaiting today's announcement.
I like to play football, but obviously we can't at the moment because of COVID and stuff. But it's not the same as like when you're kicking the ball off the wall at home. It's like different when you're playing with your friends and you're running up and down the pitch, like kicking points and stuff like that.
Shea O'Connor is on the under 12 and under 13 teams in Cordell GAA, which is just east of Castle Island. He is chomping at the bit to get back on the field in April.
I'd be hoping that we can at least be back to training to meet friends and play football again, because it'd be good to be back because we've been off sports for so long.
The neighbouring parish of Scartaglen is a long-time sporting rival of Cordell, but if there's one thing they can agree on, it's that there are certain expectations from Micheál Martin's announcement tonight.
My name is Melissa O'Callaghan. I am a senior player in Scartaglen Ladies Football Club, and I'm also the PRO. I am expecting some positive news. I'm not holding out for, full contact games, but even just training outdoors in groups of let's say 5 or 10 even, I think people would be very happy with that. We're not expecting much, but we're definitely expecting something. It's hard to keep the motivation. The first few months was, oh, come on now, girls, we'll get out, we'll go for a walk, sending them exercises and fitness classes and all this. But I've found that the well has dried up in that respect, that they just want to get back onto the field and they need that interaction, really.
Patience is also wearing thin in the golfing community, which has taken a huge hit since courses were closed last October. Two Kerry golf courses, Castle Island and Killorglin, announced their permanent closures within 10 days of each other last spring, just a month into the pandemic. Harry O'Neill is the captain of Killarney Golf Club.
Golf courses had been very, very safe places. We had, the protocols that were in place. So, hopefully we will get back, to doing that again. And I would hope that at least for members initially, that they will get back playing casual golf under those strict guidelines. And maybe, that we would be given kind of a green light then that we'd be able to welcome visitors back to our golf clubs, because again, it's an important part of golf clubs' revenue and everything else to have visitors coming into the clubs.
After reports yesterday that government was taking a more cautious approach to lifting restrictions, he's less certain that golf clubs will be considered for reopening next week.
Unfortunately, I think the way things have kind of flatlined with the numbers staying up around 600 a day now, hospital numbers coming down but not coming down quickly enough, you know, it's to be expected. I think that, you know, the people that are making these difficult decisions are going to be a little bit more cautious about reopening society.
Construction sites are also being considered for reopening on April the 5th, having been closed since January, apart from essential work and some social housing projects. The fallout from the shutdown has weighed heavily on the sector, which up until that closure date in January accounted for 0.6% of clusters since August in 2020.
My name is Michael Harrington. I own Michael Harrington Planter Bearer Limited. Look, the last few months have been tough. We're all paying our insurance as if we were going full steam ahead, which we're not. Higher purchase and leasing has to be paid and all the usual overheads. So it's just not easy. Like,
Mike's business is operating at 40% capacity, but his financial situation won't be the only thing he has to worry about. If the construction shutdown continues, he'll also be short of qualified staff for his plant hire.
Anyone with a brain at all, like, would say, let's get this thing opened up and get people back to work, because driver and machine operators there that are at home on COVID payment, and the UK are recruiting hard to get operators across the water with mortgages and families to rear. They're just not going to hang around here with this uncertainty hanging over them. They're going to just move elsewhere. If they're going to make a commitment to go across the water, they're not going to come back that easily, like.
Michael Harrington ending that report by Amy Nerida. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us now. Micheál, we heard there's lots of people awaiting today's announcement. What do we know so far about what might be coming?
I think after a lengthy meeting last night of the Cabinet Committee, and of course that preceded by a meeting of NPHET, it does seem like a recommendation will go to Cabinet early this afternoon that will provide for some changes to take place in the month of April, but perhaps not just immediately, a little slower than might have been anticipated some time back. That is, that possibly on the 12th or after, you will see some changes. Of course, the 12th of April is a key date as well, because that's the date when schools at secondary and primary level, that all classes return to the classroom, and it seems that remains the top priority. But from that point on, things like travel within counties may become possible under the recommendation going to Cabinet today that the 5 kilometre limit would end and travel within a county would be possible, and that also there would be some flexibility of several kilometres for those living in border areas around counties. At that stage too, or just after it possibly, construction workers could return to sites where homes are being built. That seems to be the likely first stage in a phased return of remaining construction workers, and it could perhaps include up to 14,000 workers. Then outdoor activities will also change when it comes to restrictions in April, but that's likely to be the latter part of the month, possibly some point after the 17th. And that would include things like children, as you heard in the report, they're being able to return to training, senior GAA county training, and also referenced in that report, tennis and golf possibly returning at that point in the latter part of April as well. So while April 5th perhaps had been hailed or anticipated at some point as a big date, it seems, given the advice of NPHET last night and Cabinet Committee deliberations, that the proposal that will make its way to all ministers today will be more conservative than that. We'll see things changing at a small level in April, but on a phased basis and a little bit later than initially expected.
Now, grim is the word being used in the papers this morning to describe NPHET's briefing to the Cabinet Subcommittee yesterday. Do we know much more about what they said?
Well, I think the core message was relatively simple, and it stems from the fact that there aren't enough people vaccinated at the moment to offer the kind of protections that could allow for a major easing of restrictions at some point in April. And if that were to happen and government were to go along that route, well, then I think there was a warning that that could spark another wave of the virus that could run into the summer. So the approach that was advised, and it seems is likely to be adopted by government, is one of caution, where you will see perhaps minor changes, but on a staggered basis through the month of April. Not a surprising view that NPHET were so cautious on that, I suppose, given where the vaccination situation is at the moment, but yet the potential and the hope that that is going to change next month. And then it's really a question for the government of being able to offer the possibility of the return to normality at a later point, something that Eamon Ryan referenced in his conversation with Paul Cunningham there.
And are all three parties in government united in their approach to this?
Yeah, I think the approach as Cabinet prepares to meet today does appear to be united. There are certain issues, in particular, I think the click and collect service for non-essential retail that some ministers feel strongly about and are advocating for, saying that it should happen sooner rather than later. I think you can see some tensions and strain away from the Cabinet table as well. Notably yesterday, the prominent Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley speaking in the Seanad, saying that current restrictions as they stood weren't enforceable and people were being made criminals of. That was his quote. Also, the Fianna Fáil Junior Minister Robert Troy taking issue with increased Garda checkpoints on routes out of Dublin yesterday, saying that made the job of essential workers more difficult as they tried to make their way home. You can see the strain across different parts of government there, but when it comes to the approach that's likely to be announced later today, I think there is unity, but a realisation too that this is going to have to be sold to people, because there is plenty anecdotal evidence that politicians are picking up that compliance levels, as they witness in their constituencies, may not be what they were some weeks back.
Micheál, we heard Eamon Ryan there mention April, May, June and July. It sounds like there's a long road ahead. In the UK, they named a date for when they expected things to start returning to normal. Are we likely to get any such detail in the longer term?
I don't think so. I think what you'll see is the different possibilities for the weeks throughout April, and then perhaps in late April or May you'll see a more comprehensive review, and at that point you could see what priorities would be identified as the next ones for any easing of restrictions. It's not something that may be focused in any great detail today, but there is an expectation that when you get into May that perhaps things at some point in that month, like hairdressers, barbers and outdoor dining, may come into play, but that probably is unlikely to be the focus today. It's about the next few weeks and essentially maintaining nearly all of the strict level 5 restrictions for more weeks yet. I mean, NPHET's advice was that there had to be that general system kept in place for another 6 or even possibly up to 8 weeks before real change was possible. That tallying generally, I suppose, with a message from government that it's into June before things begin to change significantly, and that's at that point that the vaccination programme should have kicked in a major way, and that about 60% possibly of people would have even a second dose at that point.
Finally, Micheál, when are we going to hear whatever we're going to hear today, and there's going to be a focus on how this is communicated?
Yeah, I think Cabinet meeting in early afternoon, that's likely to run for some time while the outline is there and the recommendation. Many more ministers still have to make a contribution to this, and they will be mindful of what they're being told by businesses and by constituents and the different pressures that are there. So sometime around tea time then, it's expected that the Taoiseach would make a statement, set out what's likely to happen and possibly happen over the course of April, and give a nod to the period that follows after that as well.
Okay, RTÉ's political correspondent Micheál Lehane, thank you.